I stayed with Catherine. I discovered three of her ribs were broken. I kept waiting for her wavering eye, for her broken wrist to bend, for her still mouth to speak. Her glare was permanent. I could not move out of the target of that gaze. There are 100 deities associated with animals, I tell her. There are the ones linked to jackals, Anubis, Duamateth, Wepwawet. These are creatures who guide you into the afterlife, as my early ghost accompanied you those years before we met. All those parties in London and Oxford, watching you. I sat across from you as you did schoolwork, holding a large pencil. I was there when you met Geoffrey Clifton at 2 a.m. in the Oxford Union Library. Everybody's coats were strewn on the floor, and you in your bare feet like some heron picking your way among them. He is watching you, but I am watching you too, though you miss my presence. Ignore me. You are at an age when you see only good-looking men. You are not aware of those outside your sphere of grace. The jackal is not used much at Oxford as an escort. Whereas I am the man who fasts until I see what I want. The wall behind you is covered in books. Your left hand holds a long loop of pearls that hangs from your neck. Your bare feet picking their way through. You are looking for something. You were more plump in those days, though aptly beautiful for university life. There are three of us in the Oxford Union Library, but you find only Geoffrey Clifton. It will be a whirlwind romance. He has some job with archaeologists in North Africa, of all places. Your mother is quite delighted at your adventure. But the spirit of the jackal, who was the opener of the ways, whose name was Wepwawet or Olmashi, stood in the room with the two of you, my arms folded, watching your attempts at enthusiastic small talk. A problem, as you both were drunk. But what was wonderful was that even within the drunkenness of 2 a.m., each of you somehow recognized the more permanent worth and pleasure of the other. You may have arrived with others, will perhaps cohabit this night with others, but both of you have found your fates. At 3 a.m., you feel you must leave, but you are unable to find one shoe. You hold the other in your hand, a rose-coloured slipper. I see one half buried near me and pick it up. The sheen of it. They're obviously favourite shoes with the indentation of your toes. Thank you, you say, accepting it as you leave, not even looking at my face. I believe this. When we meet those we fall in love with, there is an aspect of our spirit that is historian, a bit of a pedant, who imagines or remembers a meeting when the other had passed by innocently, just as Clifton might have opened a car door for you a year earlier and ignored the fate of his life. But all parts of the body must be ready for the other. All atoms must jump in one direction for desire to occur. I have lived in the desert for years, and I have come to believe in such things. It is a place of pockets, the trompe-l'oeil of time and water. The jackal with one eye that looks back, and one that regards the path you consider taking. In his jaws are pieces of the past he delivers to you, and when all of that time is fully discovered, it will prove to have been already known.